right. Good morning and welcome to the Nora's Notes podcast. Today is Saturday, January 31st. And what does it look like outside? Ice. It's like 3 inches of solid ice. You could probably put ice skates on and go ice skating on the front yard. What do you think about that? It's been like this for how long?
4 weeks.
Like a week. And when was the last time you went to school?
Last week.
Yeah, you've been out of school for a whole week because we got 3 inches of ice.
Yay!
So, it's the week of Snow Days edition. And what are we going to talk about today, Nora?
Sea turtles.
What do you like about sea turtles?
Baby sea turtles. Cute.
You think baby sea turtles are cute? What about adult sea turtles?
Bigger.
They are definitely bigger. So, you're studying animals in school, right? And what was your homework assignment?
Sea turtle.
What do you mean sea turtle?
I mean sea turtle as sea turtle, like animal puppet.
You had to make an animal puppet, right? So, what was your assignment?
Pick an animal and research it.
Yeah.
Whatever we had school again.
Well, you need to make a puppet of whatever the animal is that you research, and then present the facts to the class.
I was about to get on there and read a few more book pages about the sea turtle, but then it was time to clean up, so I couldn't read the whole thing.
Oh, gotcha. Well, whenever you go to school again, you'll be able to tell your class about the animal that you picked, right? And so the animal that you picked is...
a sea turtle!
Sea turtle! So we got some jokes about sea turtles today.
What's a sea turtle's favorite sandwich?
What is a sea turtle's favorite sandwich?
Peanut butter and jellyfish.
Oh. Peanut butter and jellyfish. That doesn't really sound very good to me. Hey, have you ever touched a jellyfish before? You did?
I was at the Eastern Shore with Riley at the beach, and then I saw a jellyfish on the floor on the beach.
On the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had not any,
Tentacles.
And I picked it up.
Yeah. Did it sting you?
Nope. Didn't sting me.
Interesting. How big was it?
This big.
Like the size of my hand?
Like this big.
Yeah.
Yeah, that big.
Kind of small. No tentacles. Didn't sting.
Didn't sting. Kind of small. No tentacles. Didn't sting yet.
Did Riley pick one up?
We had to both pick the same
one. You both picked it up. Wow.
Riley tried to grab it from my hands though.
You're very brave. Okay, next joke.
What kind of photos do sea turtles take? A selfie.
So they take a selfie of themselves. All right. Last joke.
What do sea turtles use to communicate?
What do sea turtles use?
A shell phone.
A shell phone. Very funny. Okay. Well, why don't you tell us about your report?
The animal is a grand sea turtle or reptiles.
Yeah. And what's your puppet's name?
Scoops.
Scoops. It's a good name for
a
sea turtle.
They live in an ocean, but not Antarctica.
Yeah.
Or any other cold water.
That would be too cold for them.
They would freeze into an ice block.
Yeah, an ice block. And what do they eat?
Moon jelly and algae.
Moon jellyfish and algae?
Yep.
Interesting. What do they look like?
Green and brown.
Green and brown.
The shell covered in plates is called scoots.
Covered in plates called scoots?
Scoots.
Scoots magoots?
No, scoots.
Okay. And what else?
4 flippers. And I have a beak.
A beak? What are we talking about, birds here?
No.
No.
Sea turtles have a beak.
Sea turtles have a beak?
Yeah, they have a beak.
That's crazy. How do they move?
Swim.
They swim.
Crawling on land because they're too heavy to walk on their flippers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess they would probably get pretty heavy and they got 50 scoots on their backs.
More than 50 scoots.
Wow. Well, add some additional context to that. So, adult green sea turtles. Adult green sea turtles eat mainly seagrass and algae, which gives them their green color. Baby sea turtles are called hatchlings, and they are omnivores. Do you know what an omnivore is?
Eats meat.
It eats meat and vegetables. Kind of like humans, except some humans are just vegetarians.
I am.
And they don't eat any meat. I don't eat anything. All right. So anyway, baby sea turtles are called hatchlings, and they are omnivores, so they eat crabs and jellyfish. But they turn into herbivores as they grow, and they eat only the seagrass and the algae. And you told us that the turtle shell was made of plates called what?
Scutes.
Scutes magoots.
Dad!
And how many scutes make up the shell?
More than 50.
More than 50? Wow. That's a lot. How do turtles breathe in the sea? Well, actually, they don't breathe in the sea. Even though they live in the ocean.
They need air.
Because you said they're called reptiles, right? Yep. So they need air to breathe.
Reptiles like snakes.
Like snakes, yeah. Snakes are reptiles, too. So they need air to breathe. So they come up to the surface for a few seconds to breathe.
And then splash back in the water.
Yep. They swim back down. So do you want to know how sea turtles are born?
Sea turtles are born by females always return to the same beach where they were born to lay their eggs, laying around 100 to 200 eggs in a sandy nest.
That's right. And then those eggs hatch, and all those little baby sea turtles go running towards the ocean.
Flap, 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 flap,
flap, flap, flap, flap, flap, flap, flap.
Minutes after they're born.
Minutes after they're born. How big are they?
Baby sea turtles are tiny, about 2 inches when they are born, when they hatch as adults. Green sea turtles are among the world's largest hard-shelled sea turtles, weighing up to
700 pounds.
And going up to 5 feet long.
That is huge. Can you imagine a 700-pound sea turtle? That is a huge animal. And they are really fast swimmers, and they can swim up to 21 miles an hour. That's like if I went down a bike. I mean, if I went down a hill on my bike as fast as I could go, it would be like 21 miles an hour. That's how fast those sea turtles can swim. That's crazy. Do you know any other types of sea turtles besides the green sea turtle?
Yes.
Okay,
there
well.
There are 7 species of flatback green.
Hawksbill.
Hawksbill. Leatherback. Loggerhead.
Kemp's Ridley.
Kemp's Ridley. And an olive.
An olive.
Olive!
So 7 species. We talked about the green sea turtle, and then there's the flatback sea turtle, and the hawksbill sea turtle, and the leatherback, the loggerhead, which we've seen a loggerhead, at least I've seen a loggerhead, at the Eastern Shore, Kemp's Ridley turtle, and an olive sea turtle. Do you know which species of those is the biggest one?
Loggerhead.
The loggerhead. And adults commonly average around 6 feet in length. That's bigger than me. And weigh 750 to 1,000 pounds. They're very big.
Bigger than you, Daddy.
They are bigger than green sea turtles, and they are omnivores, which means they eat like jellyfish and crabs and stuff.
And me.
And seagrass and algae. All 7 species of sea turtles are considered threatened or endangered. All species are impacted by factors like accidental capture in fishing gear, which is called bycatch, habitat loss, plastic pollution, and climate change. So what can you do to help the sea turtles? You can reduce plastic pollution.
Pick it up, put it in the trash can, keep beaches safe.
Keep beaches safe. Fill in holes and knock down sandcastles because they might be in the way of the sea turtles. And that wouldn't be good. Oh, and then there's this other one. We used to have this book.
Turn lights out during beach hatching season so the babies follow them and land back to the water.
Yeah, there was this book that we read about that, where the sea turtles were having problems because at night they would go towards the houses that had their lights on, and they would get confused and not go into the ocean where they're supposed to go. So they had everybody start turning off their lights on the beach at night. And then all of the sea turtles just followed the moon into the ocean. And then don't go near turtle nesting areas. Like, if you see one, just let them be. Because those little tiny 2-inch babies, they just need to go to the ocean. So, let's go back over your school project today. What's the name of your puppet again?
Scoops.
Scoops. Scoops the sea turtle puppet. And what is he made out of?
She.
What is she made out of?
A bag and paper.
A paper bag, and you drew a turtle shell on the back of her.
Flip-flop.
And she has flippers.
Hi!
She has two big front...
Whee! Splash! Oof.
Two big front flippers and two little back flippers.
Big front flippers and two back flippers.
And she has a little face. And she's very cute.
So, I'm going back into the ocean.
All right, Scoops. And what are the plates on the turtle shell called?
They're called... Scoots.
Scoots. Scoots Magoots.
Daddy!
True or false? Sea turtles walk on land. False.
They crawl on their flippers.
That's true. They crawl on their flippers.
They're too big.
And what is the biggest type of sea turtle?
Loggerhead.
The loggerhead. Bigger than me, 700 pounds. That's a huge turtle. Sea turtles are...
Bigger than me.
Definitely bigger than you. And sea turtles are endangered, so what is one way that you can help them?
Even though sea turtles are so cute, it's the best to leave them alone if they are in their natural habitat.
That's true. Definitely good to leave them alone if they're in their natural habitat. Well, cool. Thanks for doing the Nora's Notes podcast with me today. Do you have any final thoughts? No? Okay. Well, have a good week. We'll see you next week.